Rafał Blechacz is joining me from the studios of NPR in Washington, D.C. Rafał, welcome.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you. And you were 20 years old when you won that Chopin competition in 2005. What did that mean to you?
Oh, it was a very happy day for me. I didn't expect that the result of the competition will be so good for me. So I was very, very happy. I was extremely happy. I must say that I had own strategy during this competition because I didn't read TV, I didn't give interviews for journalists, and I didn't also listen to another pianist during the competition because I wanted to be concentrated only on my repertoire, on my interpretations, and I think that it helped me to keep right atmosphere during this competition. And when I heard the result after final, after my performance, I was very happy. I knew that this is the key to making a musical career. I must say that Chopin's music always was very close to me, to my personality, to my heart. And it was the greatest reward to me to win this competition.
Why do you feel so close to music by Chopin?
In Chopin's music, there are a lot of emotions, a lot of different emotions. There are full palette of emotions. And for example, there are a lot of melancholy, but there is also a lot of joy, especially in his early compositions. For example, in his concertos or in his mazurkas. We experience in our life a lot of emotions, a lot of characters, and I am always very happy when I can express these emotions, these feelings by the music, with the music. So I think that my role, the pianist's role, is to enter into Chopin's feelings and recreate them afresh.
You mentioned the huge variety of emotions, the full palette of emotions in Chopin's music. You're about to play one of Chopin's mazurkas for us, Opus 17, number 4. How would you describe the emotion in this piece?
This is a very nostalgic piece. I remember when I played this mazurka in Hamburg last year. When I finished this mazurka, the audience stayed in silence, like hypnotized. And they didn't applaud. So it was the greatest reward for me because I knew that the audience listened to me and they liked my interpretation very much.
I'd love to hear you play it for us right now. Rafał Blechacz is joining us from the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mazurka, Opus 17, number 4 by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
Chopin's Mazurka, Opus 17, Number 4, played for us by Polish pianist Rafał Blechacz at the piano at the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. Rafał, what makes a mazurka special?
Mazurkas are very special for me. You know, they are amazing, amazing pieces for me. And what is the most difficult in mazurkas? Maybe using the rubato tempo. Sometimes I'm using the rubato in Chopin's composition because it's a typical element for romantic music. But how to use rubato? There is a question. Sometimes I can't explain exactly how to use because it's my intuition. It's just my feelings. And there are days, for example, I have to use rubato more. But sometimes I feel that maybe a little bit less is better for this piece.
And when you're talking about rubato, you're talking about speeding up, slowing down, stealing time from one part of the measure and giving it to another part of the measure. So there's kind of an underlying consistency in the tempo. But on top of that, you're speeding up and slowing down to give it a very expressive feel.
Yes, but I think that the most important is to keep the right balance between the right tempo and between rubato. Sometimes it's very difficult, but you know, for me, this rubato is okay for Chopin's music, and I think that this is with his style, and I feel that this rubato will be okay in this interpretation.
Rafał, I heard that right at the beginning of that Chopin mazurka that you just played for us, Opus 17, Number 4. Even just in the first phrase, you were changing speed, speeding up, slowing down a little bit. I wonder if you could play that very beginning again.
Yes, of course.
So we can hear what you're doing with that. That's so interesting to hear and think about what you're doing. At times, the speed is constantly changing, and it's almost like human speech. It's almost like somebody talking, and the phrasing, the speed at which you play depends on the notes and depends on what you're trying to express.
Yes, and for me, the most important is to keep and respect composer's intentions, so the music score, and then I can think about individual interpretation.
Mm-hmm. If the composer's intention is vitally important to you, then it's important to know what Chopin was trying to express by writing mazurkas. Why were mazurkas so important to Chopin?
A lot of people speak that there are Chopin's feelings, very intimate feelings. And I think that is true. Chopin would like to say something important with the mazurkas. I think that in mazurkas there are very intimate feelings, and sometimes it's very difficult to say what it is exactly, but with the music I can say everything.
Rafał, do you find that when you play Chopin for a Polish audience in Poland that you play differently than you would someplace else?
I don't think so. I play Chopin. Of course, Chopin in my country is a very important composer. And when I play Chopin, especially after my winning, there is something special. And I am always very happy when I can play for Polish people in our concert halls in Warsaw, Poznań, or different Polish cities. Because I think that we have very good musical situation in my country. A lot of young people like listen to classical music, not only Chopin, but also different composers. So I think that it's good because I can play for people, and that's great.
Rafał Blechacz, the great young Polish pianist, is joining us from the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. And Rafał, you have another Chopin mazurka for us?
Yes, I would like to play Mazurka Opus 50, Number 2, in A flat major. which I performed last time in my on my concerts in Europe, and which are also very close to me. This mazurka is very close to my heart, and I would like to play for you.
How would you describe the character of this piece?
This is a bit different character than in mazurka in Opus 17. The beginning is quite optimistic, and there is also a bit, there is a lot of polyphonical elements, I think. And maybe after this mazurka, I will tell you something about polyphony, about polyphonical fragments in Chopin's music.
Okay, let's hear this mazurka, Opus 50, number 2 by Frédéric Chopin, played for us by Rafał Blechacz. The Mazurka Opus 50, number 2 by Frédéric Chopin, played for us from the NPR studios by the great young Polish pianist Rafał Blechacz. Rafał, wonderful performance. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to play for you and for the listeners.
There's that wonderful middle section in that mazurka that sounds almost like a party.
Yes, that's right. And this mazurka is most lively than Mazurka Opus 17. And more typical elements for Polish dance, for mazurka, especially in the middle part of this composition. And also, I think, more optimistic characters and few fragments which are typical polyphonical.
Yeah, it has that characteristic mazurka rhythm, that bump, ba-da, da, da, ba-da, da, but very optimistic. And you said also polyphonic. What do you mean by polyphonic?
Yes, in this mazurka, I hear a few fragments which are a bit polyphonical. For example, maybe I will play a short fragment for you, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, please.
At the end of this fragment, I'm trying to show the middle voice. I think that it's very interesting, and sometimes Chopin thought about different voice, not only about the right hand, but also about the left hand.
Well, in that little excerpt that you just played, our ears are almost naturally drawn to the top melody. But you want to bring out that middle melody. I wonder if you could play it one more time and really emphasize that melody that's in the middle of those chords.
Okay.
Yes, I could hear you bringing out that melody with your thumbs.
Yes, like in fugue.
Yeah, like playing a Bach fugue. There are different melodies happening in different places in your fingers. It's not just the top line that has the melodic interest, but sometimes in the middle of the chord.
Sometimes, yes. It was my idea, but I think that it's still Chopin style.
Rafael, your playing is so wonderful, and you've played these mazurkas so beautifully for us. Is there any chance you could play some Mozart for us?
Yes, because Chopin loved Mozart. he loved Mozart's operas, and I think that it was a huge inspiration for him. So I can play, for example, the last movement from Mozart's sonata, KV 570.
I'd love to hear it. The last movement from Mozart's sonata, KV 570. Our guest at the piano in the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. is Rafael Blechacz.
Thank you.
That wonderful final movement from Mozart's Sonata No. 17, his Sonata Kürschel 570, music Mozart wrote in 1789, played for us at the piano in the NPR studios by the great young Polish pianist Rafał Blechacz. And Rafał, first of all, wonderful performance. That was so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love this movement. I love this sonata very much. It's a very optimistic piece, and it's a lot of energy and a lot of joy there.
A lot of energy, a lot of joy. And this is near the end of Mozart's life, at a time when things were getting harder and harder for him in Vienna. But he sits down at the piano, and there's so much almost childlike glee in this piece.
Yes, yes. Mozart had a very difficult life, but his music is so optimistic. So it's amazing. So I can't believe that Mozart had so energy and so optimistic.
Rafał Blechacz joining us from the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. Rafał, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.